In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, Merry Christmas, my friends. Merry Christmas to you and yours. It is today. Today is the day that we have been waiting for. It is the day that we have been anticipating, looking out on the horizon for. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying today. You know, whether you are listening to this a couple days after Christmas, or maybe you did carve out space on your Christmas day to reflect on the presence of God, all of that through this prayer. Gosh, it's so glad that you have joined us, and I'm guessing you have ripped open presents. I'm guessing you have hopefully had cinnamon rolls or French toast for breakfast, nice cup of coffee, maybe a prime rib dinner, or whatever it was, whatever your tradition is. I pray that you have had a Christmas that we've all needed this year. We've all needed to reflect and have a day set aside to remember the hope. That God is in fact moving, that he is not silent, that Jesus has indeed come, and he is God with us. And so thank you. Thank you for journeying with us these 4 weeks through Advent as we have been preparing for today, for Christmas. Well, Fridays on Common Prayer, we normally do the prayer of examine, but with it being Christmas, I thought it might be fun to do something a little different and something we haven't done in a while, which is a short kind of Lectio Divina, which I think we've done it before together. And essentially what that is it's a slow, prayerful reading of Scripture. That's really scripture driven. I will read a text a couple times through, and we will just attend to the Holy Spirit and what phrase or word might be coming to mind. But the idea is to just commune with God in the Scriptures. So I thought, given it Christmas, we would do that with the Christmas narrative, but maybe a little different narrative than you're used to. I want to actually look at the Gospel of John. Most of us go to Luke for the Christmas story, but I thought it'd be interesting to do it through the Gospel of John. So again, as I mentioned, there's kind of 4 stages to this. We'll read the text, we'll meditate on the text, we'll pray through the text, and we'll contemplate on the text. Those are the 4 kind of standard stages of Lectio Divina. But all that to say, if you just pray along with us, I'll cue us with whatever instructions are needed and guide us with that. So to begin, I invite you to just kind of settle into the moment. Take a few deep breaths and just rest in the very presence of God with us today. Rest in the beauty of Christmas, the joy of Christmas, the peace of Christmas. Just bring your heart back to the presence of God. And as I read this text for the first time through, just allow it to kind of wash over you. Just kind of listen, take it in. Don't think too hard about it, but just let the story unfold before you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world and through the world, though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Just take a moment in the quiet and consider that story. Now I'm going to read it a second time. As I read it this time, I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to highlight a word or a phrase or some picture that comes to mind from the text. And as that comes to mind, just kind of again hold that before God, and maybe you repeat it to yourself. Maybe you begin to even pray toward it back towards God. But just allow the Holy Spirit to work. And what word or phrase stands out to you as you read this text again? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Again, just sit with that word or phrase that the Holy Spirit has highlighted. Maybe ask the Holy Spirit, why this word, why this phrase, why this picture? Why was this the word you needed to hear this Christmas? Going to read the text one last time. Again, just sit with that word or phrase, or maybe even the Holy Spirit highlights a different one this time through. But begin to again ask the Holy Spirit, why this word, why this phrase? Maybe it's something you need to know about yourself. Maybe it's something about how you're feeling in this moment, something God is leading you in. But allow this Christmas story once again to just come over you and find yourself caught up in the Word becoming flesh. So let me read it one last time together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made, and without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. And he himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Spend one more moment with the Holy Spirit. And maybe now it's a good opportunity to reflect in gratitude for this story, our story. And just respond with praise, with gratitude, with adoration towards God, towards Jesus. Now let me close with this prayer for Christmas. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to take our nature upon him, so that he may be born this day a virgin, and grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Amen, friends, and Merry Christmas to you.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.